The elements through a glass darkly. The world and we are a watch through the night, half open eyes and ears, vigil between sleep and wake, not sleep nor wake, not pure repose of peace, nor live warmth of consciousness that wells up like a spring. Human happinesses are the half-heard strains of remote music, of remote splendors a glimpse, and they are gone into the grey darkness, forms that loom up in fog to vanish. Let none then boast of beauties he has seen, or exult in wealth or wife or child. Even David, in the deep longing of love, loved not his beloved, save with a shadow of desire for a shadow of bliss, and a fond father's unfathomable joy, and his woe as he wept for the wearer of a bright coat of colours, were but a clouded dream. Yet dreamers awake, and the world of shadows stands as surety for the substance beyond, a proof and a pledged promise of reality. It is not nothing to have known the love of face and of voice. Not in vain does the heart melt in marvelling at mere shadows, echoes. For they outline and echo the truth. Wisdom it is to wonder at the wind as it blows softly on the quiet of the summer woods. Blessedness to breathe it, bounty from heaven, its presence to feel flowing, or to see it run in ripples over the ripening corn. Or up wooded slopes amid the scent of pine, trace back a torrent to a tumbling stream that swirls round rocks from a rivulet in a vale. Go amid the grasses and the grey boulders towards where it springs. Thou seest it pour, cascading from a cleft in the cliffs. Hear it, feel it from far off on face and hands. Approach then beneath the precipice and gaze at the white wonder of water that falls. Or stand by a lake, look out across it and see through haze of heat of noon, mountains by distance dimmed, unattainable. Or when thunder threatens, thrust into nearness, vivid, varied, or enveloped in mist that weaves into one the water and air, a world of peace, pageant of monotony, of shadowy heights, slopes and promontories, grey glooms out of the grey, then girdled with cloud that lingers long and low between shimmering waters and sheer headlands, dark wooded to steeps of sunlit green, rising to ridges of rock, summited with snow, whiter than whitest cloud. Haunted by swallows are the shores of the lake, deftest of bird folk, with dip of wing, tilting the balance of their bodies, they veer to swoop, sweeping over the shallows. Then up and they turn, twittering, extolling his art, who feathered them for their flight, finches of paradise. That name their kin are called, who fly eastward, where meandering, overflowing Tigris and Euphrates flood the fertile plain. And they that are blessed with one abode, and from the south come not, the swallows of sacred Nile. Now in the magnificence of the noon of day, orchards in Egypt of orange and lemon, to their white blossoms the bees from far off inviting, pervade the valley with their scent, to the desert dunes where date palms cease, and sand, empty, undulating solitude, reverberates the heat in a vehemence of light. The single means of the miracle of day, sun at his setting, bestows his wealth on the elements air, earth, and water, robes them in raiment of his richest fire, edged with amber, emerald, chrysolite, intensities that glow and glimmer, then fade to merge their tones with twilight. And we see, offset by the dusk's deepening, the crescent, a cool brilliance above the palms. Stay till behind them it hangs, glittering at stir of branch. Stay to welcome the night's silence, the stillness, the fall of dew, moistening the drought of the sand. Empty desert, orchard fragrance, flowing river, serene starlight. Shadows of shadows of the shadow of his face, echoes of the echo of his word. The shadows pass, the substance remains, multitudes of tomorrows melt into yesterday, save one that will dawn as today without end, has already dawned and risen is its sun for him who is awake, whose heart is a full moon, holy witness of the wealth it reflects. It beams forth what it sees, bright in our darkness, for us moonlight, but for the moon, daylight, from a fountain in flood ever flowing. In that day, the singer of the psalms no shadow has for love. Jacob rejoices in Joseph forever. Truth all-knowing, eternal, Lord of the absolute day beyond day and night. Holy beatitude, answer us, guide us over the surge of this sea of shadows, this vast ocean of echoes, that on the ultimate shore we may behold and hear and have and be.